Hello. This is your Year 9 listening test in English. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have a minute now to read the task. Then you will hear the text for the first time. Listen to the text now and start doing the task.
There are over 6,000 islands that make up the Atlantic archipelago, more commonly known as the British Isles. And of these, 136 of them are permanently inhabited.
We're talking about two of them, the Isle of Man, where I come from.
And further south, Jersey, where my family come from.
And there are many similarities between these two islands.
Yes. Both of the islands were very popular tourist destinations for the British before, you know, package holidays and cheap flights to warmer destinations, I suppose.
Yes, they've both got very nice beaches.
Oh, yes.
Although the water's very cold in the Isle of Man, for sure.
Well, I've travelled to many places, and for me, I think Jersey has some of the best beaches in the world.
And both islands, great seafood. Obviously, the Isle of Man is famous for kippers, which is smoked herring.
And I know that they're also, the Isle of Man is also famous for queenies. What are they, Richard?
Scallops, types of shellfish.
Right. Shellfish, very popular in Jersey as well, especially the crabs. I just love Jersey crab. It's fantastic. And you've got to have, if you go to Jersey, you've got to have Jersey new potatoes as well. Famous.
What about Jersey toffee? That's famous as well, isn't it? And the cream?
Yes, the cream. Now, that's interesting. The cream is famous because both islands have animals associated with them, don't they?
Yes.
And for Jersey, it has to be the Jersey cow. Not only does it give the most amazing, rich, creamy milk, but it is also the most beautiful cow in the world.
Yes, the Isle of Man, we've got our famous sheep, now, the Loughton sheep.
Why are they so special?
Because they have four horns
and
they have a brown wool.
Brown?
Yes. And the sheep has four horns, but the cats have no tails.
The Manx cat.
Yes, I don't know why that is.
When I visited the Isle of Man, the thing that I noticed a lot was that the symbol of the Isle of Man is the
three legs of man. Yes, you see it everywhere. We are independent of Britain and our flag is the three legs.
Well, the symbol for Jersey is also to do with number three. It's the three lions, but you don't really see it very much.
Right. And of course, both island nations, very independent and very proud nations, which have their own language.
Well, unfortunately, not the mother tongue anymore, but yes, they used to both have their own native languages, didn't they?
Manx. And still they're teaching Manx in schools now, and you see road signs. They're all written in the Manx language as well as English.
And that's the same if you go to Jersey, you'll see the road signs written in Jersey, and you can also learn that at school now.
In more modern times, they're both famous because they're offshore financial centres, aren't they?
Yes, lots and lots and lots of banks in both places.
I think both places, an excellent place to visit.
Yes, that's certainly the one thing that they have in common.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
There are over 6,000 islands that make up the Atlantic archipelago, more commonly known as the British Isles. And of these, 136 of them are permanently inhabited.
We're talking about two of them, the Isle of Man, where I come from.
And further south, Jersey, where my family come from.
And there are many similarities between these two islands.
Yes, both of the islands were very popular tourist destinations for the British before, you know, package holidays and cheap flights to warmer destinations, I suppose.
Yes, they've both got very nice beaches.
Oh, yes.
Although the water's very cold in the Isle of Man, for sure.
Well, I've travelled to many places, and for me, I think Jersey has some of the best beaches in the world.
And both islands, great seafood. Obviously, the Isle of Man is famous for kippers, which is smoked herring.
And I know that they're also, the Isle of Man is also famous for queenies. What are they, Richard?
Scallops, types of shellfish.
Right. Shellfish, very popular in Jersey as well, especially the crabs. I just love Jersey crab. It's fantastic. And you've got to have, if you go to Jersey, you've got to have Jersey new potatoes as well. Famous.
What about Jersey toffee? That's famous as well, isn't it? And the cream?
Yes, the cream. Now, that's interesting. The cream is famous because both islands have animals associated with them, don't they?
Yes.
And for Jersey, it has to be the Jersey cow. Not only does it give the most amazing, rich, creamy milk, but it is also the most beautiful cow in the world.
Yes, the Isle of Man, we've got our famous sheep, now, the Loughton sheep.
Why are they so special?
Because they have four horns
and
they have a brown wool.
Brown?
Yes. And the sheep has four horns, but the cats have no tails.
The Manx cat.
Yes, I don't know why that is.
When I visited the Isle of Man, the thing that I noticed a lot was that the symbol of the Isle of Man is the
three legs of man. Yes, you see it everywhere. We are independent of Britain and our flag is the three legs.
Well, the symbol for Jersey is also to do with the number three. It's the three lions, but you don't really see it very much.
Right. And of course, both island nations, very independent and very proud nations, which have their own language.
Well, unfortunately, not the mother tongue anymore. But yes, they used to both have their own native languages, didn't they?
Manx. And still they're teaching Manx in schools now. And you see road signs. They're all written in the Manx language as well as English.
And that's the same if you go to Jersey. You'll see the road signs written in Jersey. And you can also learn that at school now.
In more modern times, they're both famous because they're offshore financial centres, aren't they?
Yes, lots and lots and lots of banks in both places.
I think both places, an excellent place to visit.
Yes, that's certainly the one thing that they have in common.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. Task 2. You have 1 minute now to read the task. Then you will hear a signal. Listen to the text now and start doing the task.
Ashley is a high school junior in Illinois. She is very careful about the information, pictures and comments she sends and posts, even though her profile is set to private. She knows that nothing is ever really private online. I know teens who've got kicked off their sports teams because of pictures and inappropriate material they have on their profiles, she says. Her advice is simple. Be smart about what you put on the internet, because you never know who is looking at what you have on there. Your online identity may be different from your real-world identity, the way your friends, parents, and teachers think of you, and some parts of it may be entirely made up. Maybe you're a little shy in real life, but online you're a jokester and your avatar is a famous comedian. Playing around and trying on different characteristics are part of the fun of an online life. However, you should take steps to help make sure you stay in control. Anyone who accesses your profile on a social networking site can copy or screen capture information and photos that you may not want the world to see. Don't rely on the site's default settings. Read each site's instructions or guidelines to make sure you're doing everything you can to keep your material private. If someone logs onto a site and pretends to be you, they can destroy your identity. Pick passwords that no one will guess and change them often. Never share them with anyone other than your parents or a trusted adult. Not even your best friend should know your private passwords. It is never a good idea to respond to rude messages. Responding is only likely to make things worse and might result in you saying something you wish you hadn't. If you get the urge to fire off an angry message or comment on a chat or blog, it's a good idea to wait a few minutes, calm down, and remember that the comments may stay up with your screen name right there long after you've regained your temper and maybe changed your mind. You might feel anonymous in chat rooms, social networks, or other sites, and this could lead to making mean comments towards someone else, or sharing pictures and comments you may later regret. We've all heard of cyberbullying, but most people think online bullying is something people do intentionally. However, sharing stuff or dropping random comments when we're not face-to-face with someone can hurt just as much, if not more. And it can damage how others see you if they find out. A good rule to remember: if you wouldn't say it, show it, or do it in person, you probably don't want to online. Thinking before you post and following the same rules for responsible behavior online as you do offline can help you avoid leaving an online identity trail you may regret.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Ashley is a high school junior in Illinois. She is very careful about the information, pictures and comments she sends and posts, even though her profile is set to private. She knows that nothing is ever really private online. I know teens who've got kicked off their sports teams because of pictures and inappropriate material they have on their profiles, she says. Her advice is simple. Be smart about what you put on the internet, because you never know who is looking at what you have on there. Your online identity may be different from your real-world identity, the way your friends, parents, and teachers think of you, and some parts of it may be entirely made up. Maybe you're a little shy in real life, but online you're a jokester and your avatar is a famous comedian. Playing around and trying on different characteristics are part of the fun of an online life. However, you should take steps to help make sure you stay in control. Anyone who accesses your profile on a social networking site can copy or screen capture information and photos that you may not want the world to see. Don't rely on the site's default settings. Read each site's instructions or guidelines to make sure you're doing everything you can to keep your material private. If someone logs onto a site and pretends to be you, they can destroy your identity. Pick passwords that no one will guess and change them often. Never share them with anyone other than your parents or a trusted adult. Not even your best friend should know your private passwords. It is never a good idea to respond to rude messages. Responding is only likely to make things worse and might result in you saying something you wish you hadn't. If you get the urge to fire off an angry message or comment on a chat or blog, it's a good idea to wait a few minutes, calm down, and remember that the comments may stay up with your screen name right there long after you've regained your temper and maybe changed your mind. You might feel anonymous in chat rooms, social networks, or other sites, and this could lead to making mean comments towards someone else or sharing pictures and comments you may later regret. We've all heard of cyberbullying, but most people think online bullying is something people do intentionally. However, sharing stuff or dropping random comments when we're not face-to-face with someone can hurt just as much, if not more, and it can damage how others see you if they find out. A good rule to remember: if you wouldn't say it, show it, or do it in person, you probably don't want to online. Thinking before you post and following the same rules for responsible behaviour online as you do offline can help you avoid leaving an online identity trail you may regret.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2 and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.